Now, how do you get sane? What are the component parts of sanity? How do you get there? Well, that's the first route. That's the first milestone. But that's only mile one. And there are 10,000 of those milestones out there. Just one. Until you get one, milestone one, which is complete ability, it isn't very likely that you will be able to compel or reason or handle, manhandle it or otherwise, a world into a sane approach to the business of living until that one step is accomplished. Any one of you accomplishing that step can go on to step two and three and four and five. Any one of you all the way up on ability could so knock the spots off of anybody you talk to, that they would be very, very compelled to take your good advices on the subject. Now, there's nothing unreasonable about that. The only question in your minds at this moment is, can I attain the first milestone? That's the reason I'm giving this course. The first milestone. That's the reason you have this book, Handbook for Preclears. That's attaining the first milestone. Now, the first milestone does not include clearing up the prisons, clearing up the insane asylums, or resolving the problems of cities like Los Angeles. Doesn't include these things. Those are up there, 3, 4, 5. They're incidental. So there are 19 million insane in this country. You didn't drive them insane. You can't solve this problem by taking them one by one, one by one. No. But by solid cohesion in your goals, with a solid forward push on the rehabilitation of you and the rehabilitation of the very able who surround you, those goals will be accomplished on an automatic backlash. But right now, what we've got to do is to carry forward far enough as individuals beyond the first milestone so that some of the actual native goals of man can be realized in this universe. And we can do it because every doubt which you have right this minute is just an aberration. Anything which is fighting you at this moment is within you. There is nothing. Fire, swords, police, national governments, economic systems, none of these things could stop man once he started. And what we're trying to do is start man. Nobody has ever started him before. All they're interested in doing is controlling him and holding him down. And that's Scientology. Knowledge and its application in the conquest of the material universe. Scientology needs a crew. And with persistence and opening your ears, you'll be that crew.